Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Nielsen on the Spot. One more time, coming from Orangeburg, South Carolina. We got the former heavyweight champion of the world, Pastor Bone Crusher Smith, on the line with new news. Thank you. Bone Crusher, are you there?
Good evening, Pastor Hill. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing good. I'm a little tired, you know, working on my event for next month.
Working. Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Hello.
Yes.
Good evening, Beverly. How are you?
Hey, Beverly Washington, Santa Monica. Hey, Chance.
All right. How are you doing, Beverly?
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Good. Hey, it's a good day in South Carolina.
Yes, indeed. Hello, Pastor Hill. Hello, James. And hello,
Devin.
Hey, Steve.
That's Steve. I want a little Steve to be on the phone tonight. I thought he was still in there.
My flight to Pennsylvania went through just fine, Pastor. Thanks.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Good to have you on the line.
It's no place I'd rather be.
I got a couple people supposed to be calling in. I don't see them yet, but y'all can go ahead with the show. I think.
What time is it?
Well, look, like I had the show set for 9 o'clock, so we all behind. But we're gonna go on.
Good evening, everyone. This is James Von Crusher Smith in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And I want to take a moment to just say thank you all for joining us tonight. It's 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. on the East Coast. We know we have Beverly Washington from the West Coast, California. And with that said, I want to thank Beverly for introducing cryptocurrency to me back in December. I guess it was November, and we made a decision to come on board with OneCoin in December. And, Beverly, it's just been awesome. And you tried to tell me, you know, I stay busy, and I was very busy when she started sending me emails and texts and said, you need to take a look. And if we go out and spread the word, we probably meet people that's busy, they're too busy to take a look, but this is awesome. There's some great things that happened with OneCoin here in the last few days, and we're going to talk about it in a few minutes. And I know Steve Schiller is out there, and hopefully Dr. Bob is out there. I know Beverly has sent a lot of information out to folks, and she sent me some information today and said she was going to send it around to different people. And Beverly, I thank you for doing that, and I'm just going to throw it to you first and see if you have anything you'd like to share about the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you so much. Good evening to everyone. I'm very excited about what's happening with this company. And the moment I saw it, for some strange reason, I just had a feeling like I better really pay attention to it. And so, of course, I've been friends with the heavyweight champion of the world for many, many years. We've always done business together, have such a great friendship, and I like that the most. And I knew if once he see it, he's going to really get it because I got it, you know, like my think alike, you know, and timing is everything. And I just, for some strange reason, I just refused to give up. He told me no, and sometimes when a heavyweight champion who's been known to knock people out, you kind of back off a little bit. I backed off just a little bit, but I kept coming back, you know. The art of the drip. I would just, you know, call him from time to time and let him basically, you know, back off. And I'm like, okay. But the company is so powerful, so exciting, and it's so incredible what's happening here that I just refuse to take no for an answer. I don't know why, but thank God I did, because now look at him now. He's like the one coin cheerleader. He's sharing it with everybody. He's shouting it to all the world to hear, and I'm so happy and I'm so proud to be a partner with him in this incredible endeavor, because this is the now and this is the future. And he has shared this opportunity with a couple other gentlemen, and then those gentlemen have shared it with other people. You know, I've got a chance to speak with Steve Schilling a couple times, and I tell you, it's like, man, amazing how you can really meet some other people who are really, really smart, and you can learn from them and grow. Because this is an educational package, just an educational program. They're teaching this at Ivy League universities, you know, and charging up to $18,000 a semester. So that's a clue. With our company, I love it because you can come on board for free, all the way up to, you know, however how much you want to put into your education. Sky is the limit here, which is absolutely outstanding, you know. And today I woke up this morning with an increase in my money, in my value of what I have. My currency is going up in value. I think it's, what, $6.94, something like that, increase of 9%. Steve probably can break it down a lot better than I can. But just let you know, you don't have to know everything, because this is a gigantic arena. Currency is huge. I think it's like a $2 trillion industry a day. So it's really, really powerful. I mean, staggering numbers. So, but I'm in it to win it. I'm every day, all day, learning, growing. I'm watching. I'm studying. Tomorrow's going to be a big day, because tomorrow is like a birthday or Christmas to me. I get a chance to finally meet some OneCoin members, some really heavy hitters who are coming in town. So I'm so excited about that. I'm so excited that Bone Crusher is committed to do a Friday night call. I get on all the calls and let them know about it. They're excited. I'm so excited that he and Steve are putting together Tuesday week meetings. It's like, wow, it's so incredible to know that I live in Los Angeles, like 3,000 miles away from them, and they're building their business. So I'm eager in June to hopefully be able to come to Myrtle Beach, because Bone Crusher is having a big event. So I'm excited about that, network and meet other like-minded individuals so we can learn and grow together. I'm fired up, if you can't tell. I'm just so blessed. I'm so grateful to be able to work with some fine, fantastic gentlemen and women around the world. And this company, the founder is absolutely the top of the line, Dr. Ruja. The integrity of the company is absolutely impeccable, literally. I feel like my now and my future is in really good hands. I'm so grateful. And anyone have any questions or any help, we are all here to help each other to grow and to be very prosperous and to help other people in the world who are less fortunate, because there's over 40% of the population in the world that don't have a bank account. They can't afford it. They don't have it. So we're here to help. So if you have a lot of money or you have no money, you're in the right place. We can help you. Thanks for allowing me to share, Bone.
Thank you very much, Beverly. It's always great to hear from you, and appreciate those words. And do we have Dr. Bob Matthews on the phone and on the call? Once I started to find out about the opportunity, and I realized that found a breakthrough in Maurice Cash was going to come to Myrtle Beach, I reached out to an old friend of mine, Dr. Bob Matthews, and if he's online, I'd like for him to come on board on the call now and share and give a testimony. And he shared it with Steve Schulman, and Schulman, I know he's on the call because he said hello when he came on the call. Bob Matthews, if you're there, just kind of step up and tell us how you feel about this opportunity.
I don't see his number.
Okay. Well,
I don't think he.
Okay. Steve, why don't you share with us, I know Dr. Bob, you were one of the first people he called, and you came to that first meeting here in Myrtle Beach, and you've been doing some great things. You really understand going on with cryptocurrency at one point. And it seems like you upline instead of what the hell. But you're awesome, man. I love to hear from you. Your meetings on Tuesday, and you're welcome to say whatever you want to on the call. You headed to London, too.
Oh, thank you very much, Bone Crusher. And I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank Beverly for being persistent in telling you about this, because it has been a tremendous blessing on my life, and I wouldn't have known about it if you hadn't called Dr. Bob, and I just happened to be with Bob that day, and we both came up. Anyway, so Beverly, thank you, dear. You have changed my life, and you didn't even know it at the time. There's no telling whose lives you're going to help just by telling people about your experience and this wonderful revolutionary financial breakthrough. This is not the first cryptocurrency, and it won't be the last, but it may very well be the biggest for many years. Dr. Ruja, her goal is to be in a position to be the world's next global reserve currency. That's a position held by the dollar right now. But the dollar, it is not a good store of value. And, I mean, it's a better store of value than most of the other fiat-type currencies that are being printed by the trillions in so many countries. Although some countries have just given up. They said, we see that no good can come from printing more money. So, like Canada, any Canadian dollars that you get, those are old. They have not been newly printed. Canada says we will not print another dollar. And they're not the only country that is going that direction. I think we're at the right place at the right time. And the very idea of waking up this morning now that these coins have increased in value by 50 cents, you know, I've got 5,000 coins, and I'm just starting. I've got five more splits. I've got five more splits to come. And so today I'm $30,000 better than I was last night.
Okay.
Without doing anything, all I did was buy a package. Well, I actually ended up buying two more. This was such a good thing. The more I learned about this company, the better I liked it. So I've got three big packages, and like I say, 50 cents may not sound like much, but all I did was buy packages, and that 50 cents a coin is worth a lot for me today. What's happened to me can happen to you. Thanks, Mark. Back to you.
How much, Steve, how much it was before the 50 cents?
I think it was $6.43. It usually varies by a nickel each way over the course of a month in between the price increases.
So it's $6.93 now?
I wish I had the exact figure at the tip of my tongue. I think it's
6.96.
Okay, thank you, Beverly.
Pastor Hill, you joined the team this week with a starter pack, and why don't you give us a testimony? We want to thank you for allowing us to be on this call every Friday night, and you made a decision to you called me last week, and you said, I'm ready to get started, and I immediately called my buddy Steve, and Steve got you squared away, and I want to say welcome to the team. Thanks. If you got anything you'd like to say at this time, take it away. past the hill.
And I thank God for Steve. Steve got me in about 5 minutes. Steve signed up someone today at the airport in about 10 minutes. He know what he's doing, y'all. When you get in, Steve says, "Send me the money, I got you." I'm telling you, he did it in about 5 minutes. Honestly. Then he said, "Well, Pastor Hill, I can train you today." He said, "Pastor Hill, I don't need to train you to do it." So we did that. He was at the airport. He took out time to put somebody in the day while he was sitting at the airport. Thank God for a man like that. I'm just happy. I'm looking at it. I don't know everything. I'm like doubly. I tell you, I'm looking at it. I just don't know everything, but I understand what a split is. I understand the split now. So I'm waiting on the split. I just want to see this split. That's it. I just want to see if I can get a nut in there before next week. One question. The question was asked to me, if I buy one trailer pack, can I buy another trailer pack or I have to buy upgrade?
Can I answer that one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right. The packages work is if you buy a bigger package than you already have, then you can add it to the same account. But if you can just afford to buy the same kind of package that you already have, then you have to start a new account with a separate user ID.
Okay.
Now, when you upgrade an account to a higher value package, you don't have to pay the €30 activation fee.
Okay.
And so, like the starter pack, when you include the activation fee, that's €140 total.
Right.
The next level pack is about €550. So you wouldn't have to add an extra €30 on top of that 550. You could just upgrade your existing package and save the activation fee. And if you do it quick enough, you can end up having all of your tokens getting the benefit of the if you upgrade to a package that has more splits than the first package you got, and if you do it before you put any of your tokens into mining, then those tokens will get the multiple splits, just as if you had bought the bigger package ahead of time.
Wow.
So it's a very good thing to do, is to think about upgrading. And one of the inspiring things about this company, I heard a story on one of the calls last week. I think it was one of Dr. Stan's calls, where the fellow said, I was in a meeting with a lot of people there, and he asked folks, everybody who's had one of these cryptocurrency packages for more than 4 months, raise your hand. And he said about 100 people raised their hand. He said, okay, put them down. Now, he asked, how many of you have not bought any more packages since your first one? And nobody raised their hands. So that told everybody who was there who was thinking about getting in that everybody who gets in wants to do more. They don't have to do more, but they want to do more because of what they've seen. And that's a very, very powerful testimony. That same fella has a team of 11,000 people. He's only personally recruited 27, but those 27 have gone on to do astounding things. Anyway, so his team is 11,000, and not one of them have said, I need to quit. I can't do this anymore. Because there's no monthly fees. There's no auto ship that you have to buy. There's no annual fees. There's no website fees. There's no fees at all except your initial purchase. And so why would anybody want to quit? Well, nobody does want to quit. Nobody has quit.
And that's another powerful testimony. Because if you've been involved in any multi-level marketing operation, you know that people quit sometimes within a couple of days of getting started because they just don't see any hope in making money. Or they're not willing to do the work that's necessary to make the money. But in this one, you really you don't have to do anything more after you make your initial purchase to make a profit. Of course, you can make more by helping others, by pointing others to this call or to some of the other resources that we have. But you don't have to. You can make good money. I hadn't recruited anybody. I've helped a lot of people. I've bought a couple of packages for my children. For each of my children, I bought them multiple packages. This is a good thing. I want the people that I love to benefit from this.
Well, Steve, Brother Steve, I got a couple of people in here from South Carolina. Could we give them an opportunity if they want to ask a question right now? To ask a question? To anybody that I have on the line from South Carolina, we got 2728. You live. You could ask a question if you like.
I'll switch the next time. I'm kind of new on the line this time.
Okay, I know who that is then. I just go up tonight, so thank God for that young man right there. But I got
I have a question.
Okay.
Josie from South Carolina. About the split. Once you buy your initial package, when you talk about the split, what do you mean about you looking to see or hoping that it doesn't split from the first initial purchase of a package?
Well, I'm not sure that I heard everything that the lady was asking, but generally here's how the splits work. Every package does come with a split, and that means you buy a package, you immediately get a bonus of tokens, and the number of tokens you get varies depending on the size of your package. Now, since the company started about a year and a half ago, there have been splits every 3 months, approximately every 3 months. Sometimes 2.5 months, sometimes 3.5 months. The splits apply to any tokens that you have not put into mining yet that you got because you bought a package. There's other ways to get tokens, but the splits apply to that initial bonus that you get. The smaller packages come with one split, and you should wait until that one split has occurred before you submit your tokens into mining. That's how the coins are created. Coins don't split, just the tokens. The split is based on the tokens from your initial purchases. There's some packages that come with two splits. There's packages that come with three splits. There's packages that come with four splits. You can get up to eight splits with the current lineup of packages and bonuses. My first package was a four splitter. The advantage with the four split and above packages, one of the advantages, is that you can put those tokens you get as an initial bonus, you can put them into mining immediately and not lose the splits that will occur.
Goodness.
The other packages, the smaller packages, you have to wait until the splits have occurred, and then you submit to mining. So if you have a three-split package, and there's 3 months in between each split, you'd have to wait 9 months before you put your first, before you put your tokens in for mining. Otherwise, you lose the benefit of the splits. And so that's a long time to wait. But if you can afford a bigger package, a four split or bigger, then you can put those tokens in immediately. And for me, the difference has been astounding. If I've been through two splits so far, and I've already made over $350,000 worth from the splits on the initial bonus on my initial purchase. I put in about $100,000 total into those three big packages. And the ability to put them into mining immediately has paid vast dividends for me.
Okay, let me ask you this before you go any further. Okay, you made that $300,000. Is that the euro versus the dollars, or are you going against other currency when you making these splits or tokens that you're speaking of?
Yes, yes. I'm saying I understand what you're asking. When you submit your tokens for mining, every month it becomes more difficult, or actually every batch of coins that are mined, it's more difficult to mine. The way these coins are mined, it's not the pick and shovel kind of mining, although I saw a funny video showing them using picks and shovels to mine bitcoins. that was a joke, kind of like when I was a kid on TV, there was a documentary about how people in Italy grew spaghetti on trees, and they showed the spaghetti harvest. It was kind of funny. Some people believed it. Some people believed it about Bitcoin, mining these shiny little gold Bitcoins. But it's not. It's a totally different kind of a thing. There is no physical coin for Bitcoin. There is no physical coin for one coin. These are like... I don't know, you get physical letters through the U.S. mail, but you get letters that have no physicality. They're digital in email. And email has devastated the post office first-class mail revenues because email is cheaper, email is quicker, and you're pretty sure that the email is going to get through to the person you want it to go to. And if not, you'll be able to resend it very quickly. Well, cryptocurrency has the same kind of advantages over traditional money when it comes to transferring the money from one person to another. Like Dr. Hill today, we were able to sign up a new OneCoin member with me buying the code for him and applying the code to his account. And Dr. Hill just sending up reimbursing me for the price of the code that I paid. So that was pretty cool. And if we had had to rely on traditional banking methods, he would have had to go to the bank, and I would have had to go to the bank maybe. To get this exchange done, and he's right. It took all of 3 or 4 minutes to do everything between us. This is the future of payments, ladies and gentlemen. Digital currency. It's a natural next progression from credit cards. And credit cards are the progression from cash, and cash was a progression from coins, and coins was a progression from trading sheep and cattle and chickens. All these things have been natural progressions from one to the other because they make things easier, they make things more universal. There are billions of people in the world today who do not have bank accounts, but they could be engaging in commercial transactions worldwide, right here in South Carolina, my home state, for many, many decades. We've had people who make tremendous baskets, wonderful baskets here along the PD side of the state, anyway. These people, the equivalent of their craft and skill is duplicated in a variety of things all around the world, but the people have no way to sell their stuff, no way to get paid if they do sell it. Cryptocurrency.
So you think that so you think that it's the dollar has really decreased in its value. So as far as this crypto coin coming to the U.S., how you think that they will accept that? Or,
well, the banks are enthusiastic about much of what the cryptocurrency is doing. Many of the banks and financial institutions are starting their own cryptocurrencies.
Oh, really?
Yes,
wow,
indeed.
I didn't know that. What about Bitcoin? You think that? But are they into the Bitcoin in the United States as far as with the Bitcoin? Because I thought that Bitcoin, you know, was going to really – I thought it was doing good, you know, as far as if somebody would decided to purchase Bitcoin.
Oh, Bitcoin, Bitcoin – you couldn't even get a Bitcoin 8 years ago. It hadn't even been invented yet.
Right, correct.
And the first ones that were mined, they were their value was maybe 5 cents, 10 cents. You could actually mine them for free at your own home computer when they first started. You know, like you can mine several of them a day on a typical laptop computer. The people had it. Oh, very, very few people did, but enough did it to eventually, within just a few years, have 200,000 people around the world with bitcoins, and they started to use them. Like one fella, he paid 10,000 bitcoins for a pizza, and the guy who bought the pizza for him. Ended up with 10,000 bitcoins, and the other guy ended up with a $10 pizza. The fellow who that's come to be known as the most expensive pizza ever purchased, because those 10,000 bitcoins, when bitcoins went to over $1,000 a piece, they were worth quite a bit.
$1 million
pizza.
Wow.
But yes, Bitcoin has actually been officially recognized by the U.S. government. I forget which agency it was. They declared that Bitcoin was actually two things. Bitcoin was number one, a currency, and number two, a commodity. And that determination, I think that was the commodity futures, some kind of commodity futures exchange commission that came out with that ruling. And what that means is, you can use it as a currency, but if the value goes up, you're essentially speculating in it, and any gains you make from that, that's not just an increase in value of the money, but that is a capital gain and is subject to taxes for you. So that's how the U.S. government has approached Bitcoin so far. That's not to say that that's not how they're going to continue doing it. Like in Europe, Bitcoin and all cryptocurrency has been deemed a currency. It is not a commodity. You're not taxed on the increase in value of the coin. And a lot of our European partners, remember, we got 1.8 million people around the world that are members that have bought these accounts. The ones in Europe are very happy that they won't have to pay taxes on, like, today's increase in value.
So cryptocurrency is better than Bitcoin.
I'm sorry, dear, would you repeat the question?
Cryptocurrency is better than Bitcoin. It's more.
Each supply, each source of energy has advantages and disadvantages. Each of these cryptocurrencies have advantages and disadvantages. Right now, Bitcoin is the most usable cryptocurrency in the world. Right now, you can use Bitcoin to buy plane tickets on Expedia. You can use Bitcoin to buy books or toys or gadgets on Amazon. You can use Bitcoin to buy computers at Dell. There's many, many organizations that accept Bitcoin as payment. Our cryptocurrency has not yet been accepted. That is our goal for this year, is to increase the usability of the coin. And there's going to be a meeting in June, the global meeting for OneCoin over in London. And I'm going over there for that, by the way. And there's going to be, I expect some tremendous announcements. And I'll let you all know my take on it when I get back. But the company has already done extraordinary things in the ability to exchange these coins with one another. Like Bone Crusher and Beverly and I have all mentioned Dr. Bob Matthews here earlier. He lives here down in Myrtle Beach, and He's part of our team. Just within the last couple of weeks, OneCoin made it possible for people to transfer coins from one member to another with no fees, no nothing. And Bob and I tested this out. I sent him two coins with a little note that said, the next time you're over by a local Italian ice place, go ahead with your sweetheart, go ahead and buy her one for me. And, anyway, it went off without a hitch. It's so easy to transfer coins. Right now it's limited, I think, between people who you have sponsored or is directly in your success line there on as far as sponsoring, or going in the other direction, your success line, like, I could share coins with Bone Crusher, but I probably couldn't share coins with some of the people who, you know, are outside of our direct line in the network. But this is a first step, and it's working so well. What they're doing is building towards a commerce platform, an e-commerce platform that they want to rival the biggest retailers in the world, like Alibaba and Amazon. And what they're going to do, and this is why they're giving us these tremendous bonuses to join OneCoin, to purchase packages right now and to accumulate as many coins as we can. It's because they want many millions of people to have OneCoin in their pocket, in their account, that they could spend if they want to, and they want to tell the retailers, "You'd like to be able to sell to these millions of people who have OneCoin? Well, here's how to do it. Accept OneCoin as payment." And I think they're going to do gangbusters, and they're going to make a little commission off of each sale. And they're saying that we are also going to be able to make commissions on sales to merchants that we sign up to participate. Wouldn't it be nice to have your local, your local Mercedes dealer pay you a percentage of each sale that they make using OneCoin?
Yes, sir.
I think so too. And,
I think so too.
And
hey guys, Steve, I want to thank you for sharing and being astute and study all the time. And I want to thank Beverly for her comments and Pastor Hill and the young lady, the young lady was speaking. And everyone that was listening in tonight, we have this call every Friday night and at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And we try to keep it to about 30 minutes, and we've done that so far. And, again, feel free to plug in And if you got some prospects out there, feel free to plug them in as well. And with that said, thank you all very much for participating tonight. And we'll see you next time. Good night.
Welcome to the team, Pastor. Welcome to the team.
Oh, thank you, Beverly.
Yeah, welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Welcome, Pastor. Yeah. All right.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you, Sky.
Bye.
Get back with the person that sent you to the call.